With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo. Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
If you're listening, then you're tuned into Afternoon Pick Me Up on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia, as always. I hope you're having a fantastic day today. And if you're not, then, well, I hope my episode serves as your little afternoon pick me up today. Upon recording, it is Canada Day. I bounced into the studio when I realized I did not, in fact, record my episode yesterday. The day just kind of ran away from me. So, yeah, little detour of plans for today, but that's fine. I always love recording an episode and I love listening to music, so it was fine. But yeah, I'm going to the beach after this, so if you hear me talking a bit fast, then that's why. I'm excited to get out and enjoy the sun. It was really cloudy this morning, coming out to Canada Day, which was kind of a bummer because yesterday, Monday, was so nice, but I think it's back to being nice and sunny again on Wednesday, so it's kind of odd. Well, I guess not really odd. You can't really control the weather, so it's not really weird that it's like bad on Monday. It's just unfortunate timing. But getting into the meat of today's episode, the music, of course, bringing us in there, we had Eye Monster with Sickly Sweet Part 2, Out of the Shadows. And coming up next, after this quick ad, we will have This Is It by Jessica Wolowicz, Worn Down by Men I Trust, and Matilda by Housewife. So enjoy.
KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through this summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mac, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Evo and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Every week, yet I haven't. take my bike out to the woods, hit the lake and head north. When the weather's looking good, doesn't happen no more. I'd get a stitch in my side to match yours. Now I don't get attached anymore.
Was the Fantastic Housewife with Matilda, and just before that we had Worn Down by Men I Trust off of their new album Equus Calibus, and before that we had Jessica Wallowicz with This Is It, which is a banger. I think I've played it on a few episodes now, and I actually had the great pleasure of seeing not only Jess but also Housewife perform at the Broom Factory this past Friday, June 27th. Fantastic concert. Everyone was great. Had a great time. I was so tired. Oh my gosh. I was so tired just from like work the past couple days beforehand, but it was fantastic. And great merch. I picked up a Housewife shirt. It was this cute little baby tee that had the band name Housewife on this like sword. Super cute. And the other performer, Luella, she was also great. And you'll actually hear a song from her later on in today's episode. But coming up next after this ad will be Close to You by Pink Pantheress. Then we'll have Anticipate by L. Michaels Affair and Calero. And then we will have Home by Mac DeMarco up next. So enjoy.
Are you looking for a way to make a difference in the lives of families with sick children? Well, look no further. YGK Thrift proudly supports Almost Home, a loving home for families going through challenging times, and we need your help.
At Almost Home, families find comfort support in a safe place to stay while their little ones receive medical care. But we can't do it alone. We need your generous clothing donations in your important time as a volunteer.
Cleaning out your closet? Don't toss those gentle use of clothes away. Instead, bring them to YGK Thrift. We happily accept donations of clean and wearable adult clothing. Your donation could mean the world to a family in need.
So, join us at YGK Thrift and support Almost Home today. Your clothing donations and volunteer efforts will help create a warm environment for these brave families. Together, we can make a difference. One donation and one act of kindness at a time.
YGK Thrift is owned and operated by Almost Home. This radio ad is sponsored by YGK Thrift and is not affiliated with any other organization mentioned.
That you don't know how to get them now. what's called my home, because down every lane there are faces and names that have memories attached that I'd sooner let go, sooner than I'd go home again.
Back there was Mac DeMarco with his newest single, Home. And before that, we had Anticipate with L. Michaels Affair featuring Claro, which is also a new release from them. I believe it just came out a week or so ago. And I think Mac DeMarco's also came out a week or so ago. You can tell I'm really keeping up with the music today, guys. I realized I didn't have an episode for today, and then I was like, oh my gosh. At first I was like, I can do like a mix up of like all the other music that I have been playing for the past couple weeks and just kind of do like the highlights, my favorite songs from each of those episodes. But then the episode actually just kind of fell together really quickly, and it's kind of this just like light, bright, kind of airy episode. But yeah. It's a good listen. I really enjoyed making it as quick as I did, but it helped that a lot of artists that I like just have new releases coming out, which was great. Speaking of, we will have actually Addison Rae, a song from her new album, Addison, her new debut album, and that will be Times Like These is the song that we'll be playing from her album there. And then following that, we will have TV Girl with George Clanton featuring Magdalena Bay with Messy Hair. And then after that, we will have Sound of Rain by Solange, which is like such a fantastic song. Pretty underrated from her, I think. I don't know. I'm not the biggest Solange fan, so like I don't know what they are saying on like fan forums and things about these songs. So like maybe what is underrated to me is a fan classic to her devout fans. But yeah, for my general fan perspective, not like a stan perspective, is that it's an underrated song of hers. But anyway, get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
I'm so confused.
Tuning in now, then you were listening to Solange with Sound of Rain, and you are tuned into Afternoon Pick Me Up, brought to you by your host Julia, as always, and brought to us by CFRC 101.9 FM. You can tell my brain is not completely in it today. Recording on Canada Day, like I said, and the sun is finally out after a crappy morning, so I'm trying to go to the beach, guys, but I hope you're enjoying the episode regardless. I know I'm enjoying making it as much as I'm talking about how I want to get out to the beach, but I always have a great time in the studio. It's always super fun. It's like my little happy place, like one of my many happy places. It used to very much stress me out whenever I would record an episode because I was like, absolutely everything has to be perfect. And like, I wasn't used to using the recording equipment and everything, the programming, all of that. Whereas now I'm a lot more used to it and confident in it, so it's not too much of an issue. But anyways, before Sound of Rain, that was Messy Hair, brought to us by TV Girl and George Clanton, also featuring Magdalena Bay, as well as Times Like These by Addison Rae. I already talked about a few weeks ago how I got her vinyl in the mail. So happy about that. It's so gorgeous. The blue iridescent, like, I guess it's not really iridescent, actually. It's just translucent or transparent. I don't know, guys. I'm really bad with that stuff. I don't know. It's somewhat see-through, that one. I think that's translucent. I don't know. I'm going to sound really stupid on the radio, but that's my own fault. So what can you do? But coming up next, we have four more songs for you, and then we'll have one more after that, or after these four, but I'm gonna come back and have a sweet little chat with you guys before I set you free with the last song. But coming up next, we will have Never Been in Love, and that is by Luella, who was fantastic at the Broom Factory show this past Friday. And then we will have Love Is All I Needed by Manda World, then Paranoia by the Marias, which is just a fantastic band. And then we'll have Blade Bird by OK Lou. So I hope you enjoy these next couple songs, and yeah, take a listen.
Hold me closer, baby, you're the only one for me. I just can't imagine those words holding any kind of meaning. I've never been. To be proud of. Hearts never been broken after proving my devotion.
I've come to terms. My baby is a bird. When you're in the sky, I'm hoping you'll return. What can I say? Knew it right away. You are what you are, and I feel like a cage. You're so cute, my fate's on the plate. I'll be the one who ends up getting hurt.
Back there was just Blade Bird by OK Lou, and once again, just before that, we had Paranoia by The Marías, Love Is All I Needed by Amanda World, and Never Been in Love by Luella, who once again, fantastic at the concert there. She also had this really good Peach Green Tea, which is named after one of her songs that she had, or that she has, and it was really good. It was a banger drink. I highly recommend if you ever come across it anywhere in Kingston. I don't know if the Broom Factory just regularly stocks it. I think they do, or if it was just like a special for the night. But if you're ever at the Broom Factory and you just want like a little juice, something like non-alcoholic to drink, I highly recommend the peach green tea because it was really good. Yeah, we're coming to the end of the episode today, guys. We only have one more song left for you, and that will be Gorillaz with Sukai. I know normally I leave the song revealed to the end of my Yap Sesh, but I thought I'd reveal it just a little bit earlier today. And that'll be playing after I'm done talking and a quick little ad plays for you folks. But I hope you had a fantastic day, and I hope my episode served its purpose as being a little afternoon pick-me-up. And I hope you tune in once again next week. And yeah, as always, thank you so much for listening, and take care of yourselves, and I hope you enjoyed this last song. Bye-bye.
Hey there, Kingston. Looking for the latest in arts and culture? Join me, Ellie Sturton, Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. for the Kingston Curator. Featuring interviews with artists themselves, I'll explore what's happening around town, from live music and theater to gallery shows, festivals, and more. Catch it live on CFRC 101.9 FM, stream at cfrc.ca, or listen anytime on the CFRC Podcast Network. The Kingston Curator, your backstage pass to Kingston's creative scene.
KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through the summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mac, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Evo and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit.